What are you guys announcing today with Code Blue?
Really just the change in the process and kind of the updated version of what Code Blue is going to look like 2018-19. Every year there are some dramatic changes that take place. Some agencies drop out, some remain. And so for this year, we have lost Matt Urban in the process. So this year it is just the Restoration Society and Harbor House at 241 Genesee, and then St. Luke's here that are taking part with the two shelters. So we're down to two shelters from three, but really have expanded space and better services. So we're moving forward and looking for a very busy winter.
How does the Code Blue process work?
Code Blue really is about providing open shelter, a meal, warm place to stay at Harbor House. They'll be able to have a meal. They'll be able to take a shower, do laundry, get linked for services. That really is the most important aspect, is getting these people linked for services so that they're not coming back for the 2019-2020 Code Blue season. The goal is to get all of them housed and to make homelessness history here in our community. So that really is the main objective of what we do. But the van that was provided by Rich Products goes out and runs a route. And so they go around to all of the locations that have homeless individuals, and they pick them up and bring them in for shelter. So there's a full outreach route that is done every night.
There's a weather trigger for this.
Yeah. Below 32 degrees, Harbor House will be open. Below 15 degrees, both Harbor House and St. Luke's will be open.
And, you know, there's the focus on the cold, but I mean, this is an issue that's year-round.
Yeah, certainly. The numbers of homeless are well-served in this community. This is a community that's pretty dedicated to the cause, and there's a lot of support, a lot of collaboration that happens year-round. The organizing for Code Blue is definitely a year-round event. We take about 2 months off in the summer to celebrate our last year's success, and then we're on to the next one. So it's always an effort. Sir.
Could I just have your name and title?
Nadia, N-A-D-I-A, last name Pizarro, P as in Peter, I, Z as in Zebra, A-R-R-O. I work for Best Self Behavioral Health, and I'm co-chair of the Coalition for the Homeless.
The importance of this Code Blue program?
It's life-saving. It's brought our weather-related death rate to zero. In the past 2 years, when I started, it was 15, it was 20. You know, people were actually freezing to death on the streets, and so it's a mission to save lives and also to provide, you know, linkage services, food, and housing to individuals. We bring them all in, and we have an opportunity to engage with them and to be able to get them what they need to be successful.
Where are we at with this issue? I mean, every year we're here for this news conference. You guys do a great effort and outreach to, you know, help curb the problems during the Code Blue season, but homelessness is such a deep issue.
You know, it's kind of like a hamster wheel. You know, we were working really hard, and we're very thankful to have an extremely collaborative and passionate and hardworking community of service providers that really work together. And we've created an amazing system to quickly house, to identify. We ended veterans homelessness. We're on point to end chronic homelessness. We're working on youth homelessness. However, because of poverty, because of housing prices and the lack of affordable housing, we've seen the homeless, the rate of homelessness has stayed steady. It's even increased in some ways. So it's, you know, it's a moving target, but we are up for the fight, and we're going to do whatever needs to be done to provide the most basic service, which is a home to each and every resident in our community.
You all are doing your part. What can the community do? What can people that are listening to this do to help out?
Well, I'm glad you asked. Anyone can support Code Blue. You can go online to our website and donate online at WestJR Coalition for the Homeless.org. You can donate, especially waterproof, like gloves, boots, warm weather clothes, blankets. You know, we'll take any donation, especially right now, the food thing. That's like the most basic thing, and trying to recreate a new shelter this year. You know, food is a big issue. So we really need, like, you know, restaurants and organizations, churches, anyone who can support our individuals.
And if they're able to do that, whether it's a restaurant or an individual, where can they drop these items off, whether it's the food or the warm clothing?
If they can contact us either online, they can do that at wnyhomeless@gmail.com. They can email us that way. That's probably the best. They can call me directly at 308-1163 if need be, or call 211. And the Harbor House 241 Genesee Street location is going to be our main shelter this year, or they can come here to St. Luke's at 325 Walden.